Welcome to Shomer Shalom and Daf. She was sponsored by Nishmas Ham Yakasham Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevam Estaf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that when a person has two tzoras, one is kshera, one is psula, he should prefer to do yibum to the kshera, and he should do chalitza to the psula. Why? Don't do a chalitza to isha kshera, because you're going to make her psula kehuna. And the Gemara brings Yev Yosef in the name of Rebbe. That said, Kan Shona Rebbe. Rebbe said the following sentence: Lo yishpach odom mei boiroi v'ocheim tzurichim lehem. Person should not throw away the water that he has in his spit if other people can use it. So you have here a woman; she's kosher lekuna, and if you're gonna do chalitza, you're gonna poisel her for no reason. So better if you want to do chalitza to the psula, not to the kshero, because of this concept not to throw away something that one can use. And Rabbi Yoinin Shai Tshuva, it's clear when he quotes his Gemara, that he compares this to the Isser of Baal Tashris. The same way one cannot go and just throw away items, can be mashri something for no reason, so they have the Isser of, that's what the Gemara is referring to over here. Don't take the water of your pit and throw it out. Don't take something in the world that can be used for something and just misuse it in a way that one cannot benefit from it if you yourself anyway are not benefiting from it. And this connects the very deep ideas that was brought down in the Sfarim regarding the concept of Baal Tashris. We have a Gemara in Shabbos, the Vayinzayin Mubeis, that says that anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he didn't create anything levatola. Everything needs to come and do something, needs to bring something to the world. The Leshem explained in a few places that every single item in the world is something that needs to bring kvod shemayim. Everything in the world, there's a usage that has to come out of it. And until that usage didn't come out, this thing will still be in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the purpose of gilu kvodoy. Kol ma she'bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam ha'bara ela l'kvodoy. This is what the world is for. So every item, there's no item in this world which is here levatola, which is here for no purpose. It's here to come and bring for Shabbat. I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Shapir Zitzal, many times that he said, what shot that the items in the world are called dover? Every item in the world is called dover. A thing is called dover. Why dover? Dover is Lashon Dibur. Because every item in the world is Megale, the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was created by Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Megal at Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Gilui Kvod Shemayim. There's nothing in this world which is not joining, not bringing out something. This is the Oimek we spoke about in the past, of what it says that Tzadikim, Chaviv Aleim Mamoinim Yosem Yigufom, they're very careful with their assets, with their property. Because the Kvod Shemayim needs to come out of every item they have. Yaakov Inu goes back a pachim tani, even the smallest items, because there is still kvod shemayim that needs to come from it. It cannot be baal tashchis, it cannot be ruined, because there's something that has to come out of it. This is the remez that we have over here in the Gemara, that a person should not take mei boiroi if achayim tzorachim lehem, meaning there is still usage for it in the world. There's something that needs to come out of it. And if there is something that needs to come out of it, one has a isur of baal tashchis. And this connects to the Inyan of Purim that we're holding in right now. Because Inyan Purim is the Gilui, that everything in the world is Gilu Kvoido Yisbarach. Not only when you see Nevuah, when you see a Nes, you see a miracle, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgale in the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgale in nature. Every Hanog, everything in the world is coming to Mizgale Hashem. This is what Purim is all about. So Be'oimek, Purim is a Gilui, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world is a dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being revealed in every corner. This is the yesod of this Gemara. And we can add to this with the Derech Remez. This is the idea of Shushan Purim. That Esther Amalka comes to the king and says, we had one Purim, but we didn't yet utilize the full Kavod Shemayim that could come from the milchoma of the time of Purim. We still have what to accomplish. We have something, obviously needs more Hezbir, why Shushan Purim, what does it accomplish? But everything that we have in the world needs to come to its full fruition. And that's what Esther tells the Melech. We still have what to do. We still have what to accomplish. Afrei L'chapurim, anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.